We got to get out more. And I did. I was driving, and it is such a spectacularly beautiful day. It made me so incredibly grateful for this world and want to bless it and want to be a blessing that I said, I got to stop in a place of beauty and record this. I don't know if it'll work. The lighting contrast, I'm in the shade, sun's kind of bright, but apparently it does work because you're watching it right now. And Tim and Jackson and the team did something to doctor it up. Here's the word for today as we think about getting out into the real world together with God and allowing technology to serve us instead of the other way around. Today, the word is bless, and in particular, bless what you dread. Yes, you heard that correctly. Bless what you dread. Those words were written by Dallas Willard. His daughter, Becky, just posted them quite recently. And what Dallas wrote as he was reflecting on Colossians chapter 3, that fabulous chapter about living in spiritual reality, says, since you died, set your mind on things above, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. That's the great invitation. So Dallas said, bless what you dread each day when you wake up in the morning and all through the day and the evening. Bless what you dread. Now, one of the remarkable things about Dallas, in addition to his great mind, is that he was constantly moving forward into the realm of spiritual reality. In some ways, I think very much like a great discoverer, where they would want to go to be able to map new continents or go into outer space, or a great scientist that goes into a laboratory to discover what's happening underneath the microscope. For Dallas, and that's the invitation for me and for you, the challenge is to actually trust that when Jesus was talking, he knew what he was talking about, and he was describing reality that we can live in. And one of them is to be a blessing. And in particular today, to bless what you dread, what could cause fear, what could produce anxiety, not just tolerate it, but actually bless it. And I'll come back to what that will be in a little bit, but you might just start thinking now, what do you dread? One of the great things about going online is the online world is very good at producing objects of dread. And it might be the economy, it might be your finances, it might be health issues, it might be relationships, it might be family, it might be those people who think differently than you in whatever way. Okay, that's where we start. We bless. So let's talk about blessing. What does it mean to bless? It's one of the most important words of the Bible. It's what God does in the very beginning. In the last few months of Dallas's life, one of the most memorable times of being with him was at a conference where he spent one whole session just talking about giving blessing. And more than that, we'll come to this, becoming a person of blessing. Here's what he says. This is from the little book, Living in Christ's Presence. As followers of Christ, we want to be points of constant blessing, moving out to everyone around us. That doesn't mean we're talking all the time. Jesus promised there would flow blessing from him through us. Rather than just having a blessing in the sense that we stand up, put our hands over you and say, God bless you, I want to engage you in blessing to a greater extent. If there's anything that I do as we go along that makes you feel uneasy or threatened, just cool it, Dallas said. Don't worry about it. What is a blessing? Blessing is the projection of good into the life of another. It isn't just words. It's actually putting forth your will for the good of another person. It always involves God, because when you will the good of another person, you realize only God is capable of bringing that. So we naturally say, God bless you. But it's something that we do with our mind, with our thoughts and our feelings, with focused conscious attention, and with our will. We will for God to work for the good. So you might think about it like this. I remember seeing a TV show years ago where the central character was pretending that he was an expert in aerobics. He was not, knew nothing about it. And the teacher of the class had to leave, so she put him in charge. Okay, now You know, what are you going to command? The only thing he could say for them to do with their bodies was, you put your right foot in, you take your right foot out, you put your right foot in. Yeah. It's an old dance called the hokey pokey. And at the end of it, if you're a hokey pokey person, you may remember it was, you put your whole self in. Now that's the idea of a blessing. This is the hokey pokey blessing. I put my whole self into it. You put your whole self into it. So right now, in this moment, I can seek to bless you. And I think about particular ones of you who will be watching right now. God bless Nancy. God bless Peter. God bless Rico. God bless Ann. God bless Bob. Okay. And I put my whole self into that. The world, this world, if you're watching right now and the camera stuff could work okay, is a place of great beauty. Why does the world exist and why have you been put into it? A canvas exists to paint on it. Blank sheet of paper exists to write on it. Football exists to kick it. Piano exists to play it. The world exists to be blessed. And of course, we see this in the Bible from the very beginning. God creates and God blesses. To bless means to add value, to will the good through God. God blesses the fish. God blesses the trees. God blesses the seas, all that dwell in them. God blesses the sky and the earth and moving things and supremely human beings. The world exists to be blessed. You are made to be a blessing. Dallas goes on. Now, a curse is the projection of evil on someone. It's using language or attitudes that project evil into their lives. We are to lay that aside. We lay aside malice, lay aside anger, lay aside wrath. That's where we have to start, laying all that stuff aside, because it's already here. That's the nature of human life, and it's so oppressive and so harmful. So then how do we come back at it? Bless and curse not. We will their good under the invocation of God. See, online, for the most part, you get clicks by invoking cursing. This is bad. These people are bad. This movement is bad. Be afraid. Dread this. And instead, we're to bring an orientation of blessing, to will the good in God's presence into the life of another person. And now, to make that real means, I don't simply will it, but if I'm doing it with my whole self, it's a hokey-pokey blessing. I look for an opportunity to actually bless somebody. I was talking to a person quite recently who was with a mom, and she and her husband have young children, and they're quite exhausted. They don't have other extended family nearby that are able to give them much of relief or any time away. So this person said to this mom of young children, would you do me a favor? Would you let me get to know your children so that they know me and trust me? And then I'd like to come and watch over them for several nights so you and your husband could get away. And this mom of these young children is just in tears because there's not too many people who just want to bless in that way. Morning. So that's the invitation, is to bless, to will the good. You don't have to be weird with it. Somebody walks by. I don't necessarily say God bless you if they don't know me and I don't know where they are. Dallas writes, one of the problems in blessing is to get the other person to hold still long enough to receive it. Bless you, dog. Now, here's the thing. Here's what Dallas goes on to say, and then it'll be your turn to bless what you dread today, each day, all through the day. If you go through life giving blessings, it becomes a constant way of living toward others under God. We can take it into every circumstance of life. The more difficult the circumstance, the greater the need for us to bring the blessing, the benediction, that's good word, into it. I challenge you to see the difference it makes. You don't have to say it out loud. You can, you don't have to. You're going to find it affects everything. Learning how to do all the things that Jesus said becomes part of this. To love, to turn the other cheek, to give, because it's more blessed to give than to receive, to serve, and so on. Because in the process of benediction or blessing, it is natural to do everything he said. It gives you a place to stand when people around you are not doing what he said. It gives you a place to stand where you can be steady, and God will support you right where you are and enable you to do the thing that is good and right. If you're having problems with that, remember, bring the blessing into it. And then this, imagine now becoming a person of blessing. See, the idea here is, it's not just something I do occasionally or sporadically or when it comes to mind. The invitation is to become like a factory of blessing, like a manufacturer of blessing. So instead of going through my life like a pawn, as though I were passive, waiting to see, will something good happen or something bad happen? And then my emotions fluctuate along with that. No. I am a person of blessing. I have received blessing from God. I do that simply when I wake up in the morning and I'm alive again and my mind is working and my body is working. God has been with me and God gives me people who love me and whom I might love and a body that works and the scripture and above all the presence and the person of Jesus. So then the idea is I become a person of blessing rather than just neutrally stepping into any situation and seeing, it's going to be good, going to be bad, what do I dread? No. I'm bringing the blessing wherever I go. But now again, this is the hokey pokey blessing. This is not something that just automatically happens when I am static. I must be aware that to bless, among other things, it invokes God, involves my will. I add value. To bless is to add value, to contribute value. How can I help in this situation? How can I bring joy? How can I bring hope? It might involve finances. It might involve encouragement. It might involve confrontation. It might involve getting to know little children so that a mom and a dad can have some time where they can rest. Imagine becoming a blessing, you and others being characterized by the blessing that flow out from you. Imagine becoming a person of blessing. That is how you are identified. God bless that plane right there. Bless the one who pilots it. Keep it safe. Bless the people who sit on that and wherever they're going, whoever they're going to go visit or the vacation they're going to take or the work they're going to do. God bless them. Think of someone saying about you, who is John or who is Susan or whatever your name is? And the answer is, well, they're a person of blessing. So now today, what do you dread? Maybe it's a task at work. Maybe it's a boss or a coworker. Maybe it's something that's going on with somebody in your family. Maybe it's somebody that has hurt you, that is hard to forgive. There are situations in life, I know, that produce great dread. Bring blessing into it. Maybe it's your body and what your body is going through or the body of somebody else. Maybe it's a real serious thing. And then we bless our bodies and the bodies of those around us. Maybe it's the people or the movements or the ideologies that we read about online. And then we ask God to bless them. And I even ask God, God, would you bless this little screen right here? Would you bless it? Would you work for its good? And would you help me to use it in a way that produces good in your world? Bless what you dread. Bless what you dread. Each day. From the beginning of the day, all through the day, into the evening. We got to get out.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes from John. You can also visit our website, becomenew.com, to access all of our videos there or subscribe for the emails that go with each video. But my personal favorite way to stay in the loop with Become New is by text. We will send you a text message every morning that we release a new video with the title of that video and just the link to the video. So if you want that, you can text the word become to the number 855-888-0444 and we'll get those messages to you. If you've got a prayer request, there's a group of us who meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour to pray for viewers just like yourself. So you can text or email us your prayer request at 855-888-0444 or at connect@becomenew.com. Remember, the most important thing about your life is the person you become. We'll see you next time.